Epilogue. The tide of Kaina Point was coming in. The surf swept the sands just before it touched the feet of the overlooking bluffs. As each wave receded, the clear, tide-washed sand reappeared, while tiny sand crabs burrowed new holes in the firmly packed grains. Pitt stood on the bluffs of Kaina Point and watched the restless waters. He stood for a very long time, even after the tide reached high water and started to ebb. This is where it all began, he thought. And, for him, this is where it would end. Yet there were some things he knew that stay with a man until his heart hits the last rhythmic beat. An albatross lazily circled overhead in ever-widening arcs. Then, as if sensing danger, it broke and winged away toward the north. Pitt studied the great white and black-feathered bird until it became a small winged speck, finally vanishing in the flat blue sky. The fragrance from the wisp of plumeria in his hand pierced his nostrils. From somewhere beyond the horizon, a soft voice seemed to say, "Akamakani Hemapa." The words were carried on the light breeze that drifted in from the ocean. Pitt listened intently, but heard no more. He stared at the bouquet for a moment and then cast it into the sea, watching as the surf rolled over the white blossoms, scattering them in the foaming sand. As he turned away from the shoreline, Pitt sensed a vast feeling of relief. He began to whistle as his AC Cobra leapt down the winding dirt road, leaving a thin vapor of dust to slowly settle over the empty beach. This concludes the reading of Pacific Vortex by Clive Cussler. This book was read by Michael Pritchard.